click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Whiskey Live Festival. Get your early bird tickets today. I'm joined on the line by the executive producer of Whiskey Live Festival, Michelle Kirby, to tell us more about the festival and some key changes that have been made to it this year. Michelle, welcome to Kaya Biz. Excited to speak to you.
Thank you, Gugu. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be speaking to you on your show tonight.
Definitely. It's the end of the week. It's almost the end of the month. And I guess a lot of us want to kick up our feet and relax when it comes to the pressures that we've been under. So maybe for those who aren't familiar with the Whiskey Live Festival, tell us more about it. How does it work? How long has it been around for? And what impact does it have in terms of the business society and ecosystem?
So I think the key thing here is Whiskey Live has been around for 25 years. We have been running the festival for the last 13. And the most important aspect of this is that we are focusing on the whiskey brand category. The primary objective of Whiskey Live is to build that whiskey brand category and make sure that it is the number one go-to when you walk into your favorite store, when you want to go buy a product. The first thing you're thinking of is whiskey, and you're making sure that you're knowledgeable and know what's going on. So at the festival, you get an opportunity to go through the tasting hall, to be able to taste a variety of whiskeys. You don't have to be a connoisseur to come to Whiskey Live. The purpose of the event is that you can explore new and untouched and products that potentially aren't even available in this country because we bring stuff out from all over, all abroad.
Maybe tell us about the brands that are participating. Are they familiar to many of us as South Africans? And maybe you can also tell us which regions they're from.
Yeah, so, I mean, we obviously work with most of the brand houses in this country. Whether you're a big or small distiller doesn't really matter. Everyone's welcome at Whiskey Live. But to name some of them, familiar ones, I would say Jack Daniels, Benrach, Woodford Reserve, Artberg, Glenmoe, Monkey Shoulder, Tullamore Dew, Compass Box, Jura, Tam Nivulin, Shanky's Whip, Glenbrunst. We've got Douglas Lane, Nikkar, Fox's Bowl, the Macallan, you've got Pogues, Peaky Blinders, you've got Darling Brew, we've got Three Ships, we've got Mansus. There's a few of our distillers come, or a few of our people come, they will take a stand and then they will bring a range of products. So they will, for example, be under a brand house or a brand name or maybe even a retailer, and then they have a variety of product on their stand. We also have brands from the UK, the US, we've got brands from India. I mean, there's a range of whiskeys available. So it's really, really an opportunity for you to come through and explore potentially a whiskey that you may not have had access to in South Africa.
Got you. And maybe let's talk about those who want to actually participate in the experience. Of course, very critical for us to note that no one under the age of 18 will be permitted, as alcohol will not be sold or distributed to them. But for those who are keen and are interested, where do they get tickets? How do they prepare to participate? Where's the venue? And, you know, what should they be prepared for?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm so excited. I'm jumping in. Because we've changed venue, and this has come off the back of the last 2 years, people not being very happy with the previous venue, and 100% purely because it was in a space where we did not have air conditioning, and so it was extremely hot. We have now managed to move over to the Galleria, and this venue is just amazing. It's a multifaceted, dedicated event space. It is perfect to our needs. It's an open, airy place. It's beautiful. It's modern. It's easily accessible. And it's just off the Marlborough off-ramp. So it's close to, you know, the routes. It's on close to the highway. It's easily accessible north or south. And then to answer your question on tickets, you can go to TicketPro. And at the moment, it's on the trending events section of their site. So if you go onto the ticket office, TicketPro page, you just scroll down to trending events, and it's there, nice and easy for you to access. We will be putting the link up on the Whiskey Live website page within the next day or two. We're just busy making some changes there, but it's very easy to find and easy to access. And once you're on the site and on the page, a variety of options, because you can buy a general access ticket, you can buy a VIP lounge ticket, you can buy a masterclass ticket. So whatever suits your needs or suits your budget, we provide.
Oh, fantastic. Lots of fun, lots of fun. And the date this is happening this weekend?
This is from the 13th to the 15th of November.
Gotcha.
At the Galleria.
Fantastic. Michelle, thank you so much, and looking forward to it, and also understanding more about the business ecosystem around the Whiskey Live Festival. Thank you again for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having us. We look forward to hosting you.
Michelle Kirby is the executive producer of the Whiskey Live Festival. Do bear in mind that alcohol, not for persons under the age of 18. Please do drink responsibly.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.